Book of Colossians, and to share some things with you there. And let's look tonight, and if you didn't highlight or mark or star or take your crayon and use, look in verse number 3. The Bible says, "We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." Then look in verse number 12. "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." Look in chapter 2, verse number 7. Here's my thought tonight that I'm going to hinge on this verse, but I don't know where we'll get to, but this is where we're going to jump off. "Rooted and builded up in Him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Then if you go to Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Verse number 17, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Chapter 4, verse 2, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Father, thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You, God, for Your goodness and Your grace in our lives. Father, I pray, Lord, tonight that You would take this Word and, God, Your Word, and I pray that You would speak to our hearts. I pray that You would help us to see the importance, God, of thankfulness in our lives. Lord, God, You want us to abound with thanksgiving. And, Lord, You judge those, Lord, in the Word of God that, Lord, complained and murmured and were unthankful, God, for what You had done for them. And, Lord, I pray that, God, that You would help us, Lord, as Your children, not to murmur, Lord, and complain, but, Lord, to be thankful, Lord. And as the Word of God says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And, Lord, I pray that You would take us tonight and touch us and help us magnify Yourself through the Word of God. Help us to bring glory and honor unto You. Clothe us, God, in the calling You placed upon our life. Use us, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name I humbly pray. Amen. Abounding in thanksgiving. The word "abounding" in the Greek means superabounding, to be in excess or to excel. I don't know that I have ever met someone who is in excess of thanksgiving. Now, I've met quite a few people who's been in excess and abounding in complaining. All right? But I don't know that I've ever met anyone that's abounding in thanksgiving. To be have excess, where you be around them, you're just like, "Man, you're thankful for everything. What are you not thankful for?" Well, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I can tell you that recall some thankful people in my life, but I don't know of anybody that abounded in thanksgiving. And the Word of God here, Paul is writing to these people and he's telling them that he wants you to abound therein with thanksgiving. Well, so if that word means to be excessive or to have an excess of, then I also, as we look at that and we take it in context, he says we need to be rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith. We talked a little bit about that word "established" Sunday morning or Sunday night. It means to be strengthened, to be planted. It says, "As ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." The word "thankfulness," thanks, or thanksgiving. I want you to listen and think about these for just a moment. 26 times the word "thank," not "thank," but "thank," okay, appears in your King James Bible. 26 times. The word thank appears, not thanks. 71 times the word thanks appear. 3 times the word thankful appears. 27 times the word thanksgiving appears. And there's 128 references to being thankful. If there's a problem in my life, it's I'm not thankful. I hate to admit it. I thought that I was. But the more that I studied the Word of God today and the more the Spirit of God revealed my attitude in my heart and in my life, I realized that I was not thankful. Thankfulness is an attitude. An attitude is developed by making a conscious effort or shift of the mindset. Look at Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15. Colossians 3, verse number 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That's an attitude. That is a... Paul says, you need to be thankful. Now, the Bible says, God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. But the Bible doesn't say, be ye good. Okay? The Bible don't say, be ye happy. But the Bible does say, be ye thankful. To have a grateful heart, a grateful mind, an appreciation, okay, of things. It's an attitude. You must consciously develop this mindset. I'm going to be thankful. Not that, okay, I have, God has blessed me today with handfuls on purposes, and I'm thankful because He's blessed me today. I heard one man put it like this way, and I don't want to commit sacrilege in any way, but we're also often in our life, we treat God like Santa Claus. And I wondered, he presented this way, he said, I wondered what Santa Claus might bring the little boy next year that came to him in January and said, thank you for what you've given me at Christmas. So often we go to God and we ask Him for this. I asked for a wife. I prayed that God would give me a good wife. That God would put someone that could walk with me in this journey of life. Someone that I could trust, that I could bear my heart to. Someone that would be a mother to my children. And I say that I love her, and I am, but am I thankful for her? Do I have the mindset and the attitude of every day of my life that I'm thankful for her? Am I thankful that she makes a meal for me? Am I thankful that I was still raised in my mother's home, or still lived in my mom and dad's home up to the time that I was 24 years old and 9 months? And you say, how do you know? Because they told me at 25 I had to leave. Amen. I have 3 months left, 4 months left. I was 25 on March the 4th and got married December 7th before I turned 25. But here's the deal. I ironed my own clothes. I washed my own clothes. I kept my own room. That was the way it was. My mom would fix for me. She would fix my meals. But I asked for God to give me someone who would stand beside me. She washes my clothes. She fixes my meals. She takes care of me. She raises my children. But am I thankful? If I didn't have her today, would I have the attitude of thankfulness? Now remember, he said, be ye thankful. It's an attitude that we must develop. So often in our lives, we get unthankful for what we have, and it's all about a mindset. I walked out of the porch off the front porch the other morning, and we live in our house, and we worked out of our house, okay? And my house ain't much, but it's ours, and we do our best to take care of it. But if you walk in our kitchen right now, there's dirty dishes in the sink, and there's stuff on the bar, okay? There's five people that live in that house. There's five people that eat three meals a day in that house, okay? Well, I walked out on the porch, and Caleb had unloaded his. It was raining, and Caleb had unloaded all of his hunting stuff and all everything out of the back of his truck and out of the back seat of his truck. Y'all do know he has a double cab truck, all right? And you can't ride in the back of it most of the time because it's got all that stuff in it. He is laid out on the front porch. And I went around the carport, and my carport looks more like a stable because these saddles and bridles and everything. And it was all in a mess. And I got to walk through the breezeway, and I grabbed the door to open it, Brother Green. God said, you prayed for this. You asked for kids. You asked for this. You asked that you could have healthy children. So I had to change my mindset from being aggravated that there was stuff on the front porch and there was stuff in the carport to being thankful that I had stuff on the carport and stuff on the front porch. It's a mindset. I don't get to eat a lot of foods. I'm very limited on what I can still eat. I'm doing better on some foods, on my meats. Thank God I got to eat a steak for Christmas. And I ate some steak last week, and I ate bacon for breakfast the other morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, and it didn't bother me. Okay? But Brother Green, I realize that I get unthankful and complain sometimes about the food that I have. I get to eat chicken, okay? I eat a lot of chicken and a lot of rice. I probably eat, I don't know how much rice I eat a week, but I eat a lot of it because it's one of the only grains I can eat. And if you grind them up and put enough butter and salt, they don't go down your mouth like grits, but they taste like grits. But you got to put enough butter and salt on them. And maybe the butter and the salt taste like grits and not the rice. I don't know. But I was sitting there the other day, and in my heart, I never try to vocally say anything, but in my heart, I'm like, man, I'm so sick and tired of this. And he's like, God said, I can take it from you too. And I was like, oh my. Be ye thankful. It's an attitude. Well, I got a flat tire on the car this morning. Thank you, Lord, I got a car. I'll never forget this. I had my first cow and first calf, and I don't know, I was probably 13, somewhere in there, 14 years old. My calf died of a vomit. You know, you'd waited 9 months for this thing to calve, and man, it was going good, and all of a sudden it died. I don't know if it died a black leg or whatever, you know, it just died. And I got upset, and my granddaddy come to me, put his arms around me, and he said, son, he said, there's one way to fix this. He says, you know how to not have any dead animals? I said, no, sir. He said, well, I'm going to tell you the secret of it. I said, would you? He said, yeah, I don't have any. He said, don't have any. He said, if you don't have no cows, you won't never lose a cow.
That's right.
He said, if you don't have no hogs, you won't never lose a hog.
Right.
And I'm telling you, sometimes our mindset is an attitude and it's a conscious effort to be thankful. It's practice. It's an attitude, and he said, be ye thankful. Thankfulness is an attitude. And it's an attitude is developed by making a conscious effort or a shift of the mindset. I mean, I'm bad about complaining. I may not say it vocally, but when I do complain, when it builds up, it comes out. And I wondered this. I thought, you know, I thought about salvation. The greatest thing that could ever happen to a human being is to get born again.
Amen.
There's nothing greater. Never in your life will you ever experience or be able to attain anything greater than salvation.
Right.
And I remember when I wasn't saved.
Right.
And I remember how good it is now that I am saved.
Amen.
But how often do I say, thank you, Lord, that you saved me? Well, he knows that I'm grateful of it. I told him back in 2010. It's like that guy, and I could give you his name, and I may have told the story here before, but she's lived all these years, and to my knowledge, he's never ever told his wife that he loved her since the day they got married. You say, why? What's the deal about that? Well, he told her after they married. He said, I told you once, don't ever question it. Because if I ever change, I'll let you know. You say, well, what's wrong with that? I like to hear I love you. And I promise you, them women like to hear I love you. Well, she knows I love her. God knows I'm thankful. Well, I understand. Thankfulness is not just an attitude, but I want you to go to the Word of God and look that thankfulness is an action. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Thankfulness is an action. Look in Hebrews chapter 13. Not in 11, 13. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Hebrews 13:15. I'm going to read it again, because some of y'all was looking like you didn't know where I was at. Maybe I said it wrong. I don't know. But I'm in 13:15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. It's an action. It's not just an attitude. It's not just a change of mind, but it's an action. It comes off the lips. Is that not what He said? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Do you like, first, when you do something for someone, do you like for them to say thank you?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming and helping me out. Thank you for doing this for me. Thank you for taking the load off my back for just a moment. Thank you for the card. Thank you for the gift. So, Brother Green, if I keep doing things for you and I never hear you say thank you, I don't want to do no more. Now, God, I'm not God and God's not me. But we, if we, Lord allows us tonight, we will see what God done to a bunch of unthankful people. Because all they did, 10 times, they murmured and complained about God. 10 times, this recorded. And all it says here, and understand this, go back and look that, not only is it an action, sometimes it has to be done at an altar. Now, when you say, what do you mean? Because look in verse number 10. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. All right, look at this. Verse number 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Where was the sacrifice laid? On the altar. Sometimes it's a sacrifice to praise and thank God. It's not that whether or not I feel like it, because it's not based upon what I feel. It's based upon my attitude toward God about the situation or the gift. And sometimes it's hard to say thank you. Sometimes it's hard to give thanks. When your line is sick or you're in a desperate situation and it seems you're like Job and everything just keeps happening and keeps happening and it keeps piling up and you become overwhelmed and you become, the word is surfeiting, means that you become so weighted down and oppressed with what's going on by the weights. It's hard. It's hard to be like Job when you've lost everything and say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's hard. Sometimes it has to happen on an altar. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. Lord, I thank you for this today. It's not what I was expecting. And Lord, it's really not what I wanted. Lord, but I want to thank you for this. I want to thank you for the news that I got at the doctor today. Lord, it's not what I was expecting. It's a sacrifice. It means it costs you something. A sacrifice is not a sacrifice if it don't cost you nothing. It's a gift. It's an offering. But if it's a sacrifice, it means that it costs you something to do it. And he said, be ye thankful. And Hebrews goes on and says that sometimes it's a sacrifice for us to offer thanksgiving unto God. But it's the greatest sacrifice that we could offer. Is that not what it said? Look at this. That it's well what? For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Is that not what it said? God is well pleased with such sacrifices. Did I read that right? Verse 16, I'm sorry. Go on. Because, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. At the end of 16. What would be more pleasing unto God than for us to offer thankfulness out of a sacrifice? Lord, it hurts. How do I say thank you, Lord, for this situation? How can I say thank you? Lord, I just lost my job. How can I say thank you? Lord, I just got bad news from the doctor. How can I say thank you? How can I say thank you that, Lord, my family's in disarray? Because understand, you say, am I supposed to thank God for that? We ain't got there yet, but we're getting there. It's a sacrifice. It's not always easy. It cost us something. But it's an action because it comes off of the lips. Is that not what he said? Let's go back and look at it. That is the fruit of our lips. Your words. Well, he knows I'm thankful. Well, according to the Word of God, and we may get there tonight, we may not. We're to give thanks. And thanks is a vocal appreciation to someone else for what they've done. Well, I'm thankful in my heart. Being thankful in your heart, there's your attitude. Letting it come off your lips is your action. And the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So, it's not just an attitude, and it's not just an action. But go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18. First Thessalonians 5. After the book of Colossians, go to 1 Thessalonians 5. We're talking about abounding with thanksgiving. Verse number 18. In every... And let's read this correctly, okay? In every... thing, give thanks. So often, we read it this way. In everything, give thanks. Okay? That's not how it's put. It says, in everything. Not everything, but everything. All right. She sends you to the grocery store. You say, what do you need? Everything on the list I need. That means collectively she needs everything on the list. But Brother Green, when she says, I need everything on the list, that means she needs every specific item. Does that make you understand? The word everything is collective. The words everything is every individual unit. Does that make sense? So, when I say everything is in this building, we're going to paint white. Okay? Everything. Alright? But then when I say we're going to dust everything, that means we're going to dust this plant. But we're not just going to dust this plant, we're going to dust the leaves on the plant. And the pot. Okay? And the piano. And the books. and the bottled wood water, and the pens that's on the tray, and the tray, and the window sills, and the candle holders, and the globes, and the chain, not just, we're gonna dust everything on the light fixture, or we're gonna dust everything on the light fixture. Does that make sense? And the Bible says, don't say in everything collectively give thanks, but in everything. Ooh. Ooh, lots of details. My. So you mean, preacher, that in everything that I deal with tomorrow, and everything that God blesses me with, I need to give thanks for? Yes. Now let me ask you this. I'm going to use you ladies, okay? Because you're ladies. Have you ever had a time in your life, and most of you, the time, the way that you were raised, there were probably times in your life where you didn't have much clothing to wear. Is that correct? Sometime or another, you didn't have the money to buy the clothes that you wanted, or even the clothes that you needed. You made do with what you had. Right? But you go to your closet now, and you look at all these clothes. I ain't got nothing to wear. I can't find a thing to wear. Yeah, it's hiding. It's hiding in there somewhere. So let's back this up. And I'm just being practical now. You pull that thing that you bought out, that you bought 6 months ago, you're like, I really don't like the way that fits, and you hang it back up. Or do you pull it out, and you say, thank you, Lord, that I have this blouse. Because I remember a time in my life, I couldn't afford a blouse. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this car that I drive. Because I remember there's a time in my life I didn't have a car to drive.
Right. Amen. Pushed it.
Thank you, Lord, for these dishes that I have.
Amen.
The Bible said in everything, thank you, Lord, the cows got out. Well, I mean, in everything. Because there again, if the cows got out, that means what? You got cows. Well, there was a time in your life, Brother Bob, you probably didn't have no cows. In everything. That means, Brother David, everything that I come in contact with in my life, whether it be good or whether it be bad, I ought to give thanks for it. Started out construction, and have you always had a skill saw?
Hand saw, even a miter box was hand. And
drove now you got to drove everything by nail. I mean by hammer.
Yes, sir.
Now you got a skill saw and a miter saw and nail gun. Thank God for the nail gun. But have you ever used it and said, Lord, I just want to say thank you for this nail gun I got. Lord, I'm not having to drive them by hand. Who's got a wood stove in here? Do you use, you cook on it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Because you want to.
Yeah.
Not because you have to. You thankful for it? Well, let's flip the switch the other way. You get bad news. Brother Bobby, I'm going to use Brother Bobby because he can take it. I wore out Brother Green.
I tried.
What was it, a year ago? How long you been diagnosed with your...
About a year and a half.
A year and a half ago. A year and a half ago, he's diagnosed with, is it leukemia?
Leukemia.
That's what I was thinking. I just want to make sure. It's hard to give thanks when you walk out the door from the doctor and he says, I hate to tell you, you got leukemia. I'll never forget my daddy said this when he had his prostate cancer. I come home, I said, Daddy, how you doing? He said, I'm all right. And he said, but I want to tell you something, son. This is about a week later. I asked him, I asked him again. He said, I want to tell you something. And he said, I've said it, but I'm asking you not to ever say it. He says, when somebody says, well, I got cancer, and they say, well, I'm so sorry, I understand what you're going through, and you don't have cancer. He says, you don't know what they're going through.
Exactly.
He says, you don't know what it's like to sit across the desk from the doctor and him say, Mr. Nix, I hate to tell you this, but you've got cancer. It's hard to give thanks when you get that kind of news. But according to the Word of God, in everything, when I got to that today, Brother Green, I got to realizing that I didn't have an attitude of gratitude.
Amen.
I spent more time fussing and complaining about the blessings that God put in my life than I have been thankful for the things that He's given me in my life.
Amen.
And the children of Israel, and I don't have time to go there, but the Bible said, look, we're in the book of, go to the book of Numbers, chapter number 11. And I'm not going to get in deep in this. I just want to share this with you. I think the Holy Ghost has done His thing. And when, chapter 11, verse number 1 of the book of Numbers, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. And His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. I want you to notice some things. And when the people complained, number one, it displeased the Lord. Here's what caught me today. Then it says this, and the Lord heard it. How many times I might have not come off the fruit of my lips with my complaining, but I didn't have the right attitude about it. And I complained on the inside, and He heard it. While this blasted nail gun, this piece of junk, I ain't never, can't believe this. I know y'all don't do that.
You've been watching me.
I'm just telling you what I do.
Why me?
Lord, I need this. What did I do to deserve this? Cannot anything ever go right? Why does it have to all be wrong today? Yeah. Well, if I go back to that other part of that Bible over there, it said in every thing. That meant the good and the bad. And remember, to give thanks, to give it, it's an action, and it has to come off the lips. It's not just an attitude and a mentality, but it's an action that has to come off the lips. And I thought, oh my soul, Lord, I am so sorry. Maybe that's why I'm having bad days. Maybe that's why nothing seems to go right. Maybe that's why I'm frustrated all the time. Maybe that's why God's not giving me more. Because I'm not thankful. And I don't tell Him. All I said was, oh me, Lord.
Right.
Not why me. But I said, oh me, Lord, I'm sorry. And then I got to thinking of everything. I just got to sit there in my desk. Let me tell you how I have a laptop computer and I have a sofa in my office, my little office. It ain't big at all, but I'm thankful for it. I have a little sofa in there, and I'm sitting at my desk. And in the mornings, I sit on my sofa and read, and I always have my computer there because I put all my notes in on my computer. And I read out of my Bible, but I look up words, do everything on the computer. And I had it on the sofa this morning, and it was sitting there. And I just picked it up and took it to the desk, started studying this afternoon. I didn't plug it back up. Well, y'all know what save means? Y'all computer people. Okay? It means when you get done with something, you click that button there.
Or it goes away.
Or if the computer goes off, it goes away. All my notes that I had just done. And I went to the kitchen, and Tina had come in, and I went to the kitchen and spoke to her. And Brother Green, I walked back in and I turned the corner and that computer screen was on and it went shoo. And I was like, oh, why? And I was like, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you for my computer. Thank you, Lord, that it still was working. And you know what? I plugged that thing up. I hit that button. It come on. Typed my password in. And it pulled right back up to where I was and I hadn't lost a thing. And then I did say thank you.
With that hard work.
Yes. And I thought, you know, after I'd done that, I thought, I wonder if I had not said thank you.
Exactly.
And I had complained and fussed and griped.
Right.
I wonder if I'd have lost everything.
Or no coincidences.
No, sir. There is no coincidence. I'm telling you, it's hard sometimes.
Right. Hard to say it.
But it's a mindset. It's an attitude that you have to change your mindset. Because just like the other day, Brother Green, if I had no kids, I wouldn't have a messed up house. They wouldn't be five pairs of shoes scattered from the utility room to the living room. Why in the world they can't take them off in the utility room? That's where they're supposed to be.
When they're gone, you wish they'd back making
a
mess.
Yes. Thank you for the shoes. Stuff piled on the bar, they come in, they just take it and just...
Don't matter.
But if I didn't have no children...
Right.
I wouldn't have none. Yes, Miss Barr.
Would you be thankful for it? Because I was without. Would you be thankful for that?
Yeah.
And then I, it come to me, what am I